No, the Kerry man who died in a crash in North Cork is being remembered for being kind and helpful and as someone who will be greatly missed. Ger Fleming from Brosna was killed following a collision involving his motorbike and a truck near Ballydesmond on Wednesday. Mr. Fleming, who was originally from Scartaglen, was a married father of two little girls who were in primary school. The parish priest of Brosna, Father Martin Spillane, spoke to Radio Kerry's Tracy Murphy. Father Spillane said that Mr. Fleming's wife, Margaret Ann, wanted to thank the people in Brosna for their great support. And just, we want to apologise for the sound quality in some parts of this interview.
I suppose it's unreal, really, because he was such a part of the community and he did an awful lot of little jobs for people. He was a very helpful person. And he's, of course, a young man, father of two lovely girls and married to Margaret Ann. So, I mean, all those people are all in an awful way. The family is doing very well considering all the absolute shock they have, and the community are running around them, very supportive of them. But it's really hard to believe. You know, none of us believe it, that he's gone. He's dead. He was a very well-liked person. He would have been from Scartaglen originally, and Scartaglen myself, so I would have known his family very well, the Flemings. So, I mean, they're all very, very upset, very upset. So the feeling is of the tragedy has just struck. There's been a lot of deaths around there from the roads within very short distance. 7 or 8 people have died on the roads from that area. So it really is, brings up the shock and the tragedy of all those other families as well. It's terrible. God help them all. They all suffer at the moment from their own stories, and this on top of it is dreadful. So they're a lovely family. So our heart goes out to them, and we're very, very fond of them. They're a great part of our community in the school. Lauren and Kayla are just wonderful kids. And, all their friends are very upset about it too. And school is very supportive. So is the parish, and Margaret Ann would like to thank all the neighbours and friends for helping out.
You were saying there, Father Martin, that Ger was a very kind person, doing jobs to help people.
Helping people. Mm. Well, the windows mainly was the big thing. You know, he used to advise people on getting their windows done, and that he was working in the rings joinery, and he was a very reliable man, very good worker. He used to help people just to make sure their windows were right, and if they needed advice or maybe small bit of fixing, he would help people. He was very helpful. People were very fond of him. He was at Mass last Sunday, so a lot of people would see him going to Mass and that too, and the girls would always be there. Many people were missing in many different ways, especially at rings. They're a great community in themselves.
This is Munster Joinery for whom he worked. Yeah, so understood he was on his way to
Munster
work,
Joinery.
Is that right?
Yeah, it looks like he was on his way to work. He'd just gone that morning, yeah, off to work. He had a van as well, so he had a choice between the motorbike and the van. Just that morning, beautiful. So I thought it might be nice to take the bike out. It was a joy to do things like that in the sunshine. So ended up in desperate tragedy.
Well, we here in Radio Kerry want to offer our condolences to Mr. Fleming's family. You were saying as well, Father Martin, that people in Brosna are rallying, giving support to his wife and his little girls.
There is a good spirit in Brosna. They're very fond of them. They really are a lovely family. Margaret Ann works in a nursing home as well, and she's very well got there. She does great work there, looking after older people and that as well. They're all on her side. And I'm sure all the rings, the people at the joinery, Munster Joinery, are very, very kind as well. They'll be good and caring as well this time. They need it all.
You were saying as well, where the Flemings live in Brosna, that part of the parish has been hit very badly by road deaths over the decades.
It has, yeah. They've had a significant amount of people that have died there in that little bit of the road, you know. Maybe, is it 6 people, I think, have died tragically they're from there but died in different places, like, and we had a lot of tragedy there on the roads, yeah, including Kerry Brown. John Rister is only dead for a few years as well. She was from Brosna and died coming home from work.
She was a nurse at University Hospital Kerry.
So that was another tragedy. So we've had a lot of tragedies in the parish, and people are just so good and so kind and so resilient as well, and helpful to each other. There's a great spirit of helpfulness in Brosna, of wanting to care for people who need somebody to lean on. They're there for each other, something very important at the moment.